This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome on into First Take. We are live from the eighth wonder of the world, the Caesars Superdome, getting ready for a 7:15 kickoff between the Saints and the Denver Broncos. Thursday night football, like I said. Just a few things going on today, Jeff. You know, Saints trying to snap a losing skid. Oh, Drew Brees getting inducted into the team's Hall of Fame. Oh, and your former coach that brought the only Super Bowl to town, Sean Payton, is back.
Yeah, what day is it? It's Thursday? Oh, okay.
I know, it's hard to keep track of things. We were kind of joked on the Inside Black and Gold podcast, getting ready just for broadcasting for us this week was so rushed, and I can't even imagine what players are going through, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, it was like they did walkthroughs on Monday and Tuesday, and that's kind of what we did, too. It was like you don't have time to really think about anything. You just kind of go, try to get to Thursday and survive, and then you get that mini bye, and you kind of figure out where you are at that point. But, yeah, here's a number. Here are two numbers that will tell you exactly what these two teams are, right? Last week, the Saints allowed 51 points to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, right? Last week, the Broncos lost to the Chargers in a game where there was a combined 49 points. I'm sorry, 39 points.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the game, right? The Broncos can't score. The Saints can't stop anybody. Something's going to have to give. Someone's going to have to figure that one out.
Yeah, it's amazing to think that we would think that the calling card of this Saints team was the defense. Obviously, that has not been the case recently in these matchups. But, man, oh, man, those Denver Broncos have been stout against the scoreboard, but not so much offensively. They've had issues putting points on the board, and we hope that obviously continues into tonight.
Yeah, Bo Nix, you know, 61% completions, 1,082 yards, 5 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. I think he's been better lately. Right, I think he's made some plays with his legs. He is mobile. He's a guy that the Saints are going to have to figure out how to contain a little bit. But he, you know, you've gone back to back weeks against two of who I would consider better quarterbacks in the league in terms of extending plays, scrambling, finding guys on that secondary route. You know, Pat Mahomes, I would say, is the best in the NFL.
Absolutely, hands
Baker,
down.
Baker is elite at that as well. I don't know where you'd put him relative to some of the other quarterbacks, but you know, those guys are just frustrating to play because they're always keeping their eyes downfield. They're not running. They're not taking, you know, they're not just taking the 3 yards in front of them because they see a lane. They're kind of extending and forcing you to do your job. I don't think Bo Nix is really going to do that. I think Bo Nix is either going to be in the pocket scanning the field or he's going to be trying to run. I don't anticipate that you'll see him, you know, with that secondary play a lot. So I think that works to the Saints' advantage if you can tackle. And that's kind of been the issue.
A little
for
bit
the
of
Saints.
An issue as well. We've saw that stat. Statistic.
You got it. I believe in you.
I can get it out eventually. Yeah. Of what is it? 3 straight or 4 straight games with double digit missed tackles.
It's at least 3, and I mean it depends where you look. Some people, right. There's different, you know, statistics in terms of what's a missed tackle. I usually go to Pro Football Focus. I think they had 13 against the Chiefs in Week 5 and 15 against the Bucs last week.
Yeah, I do remember seeing the number, unfortunately, kept getting higher than the last 3 or 4 games.
Yeah, and that's the frustrating thing because you hear from, you know, you talk to Joe Woods, it's like, hey, our focus this week is tackling. It's getting off the field. It's making these plays. And then you go out and you have a worse tackling day. So, I don't know, your emphasis, like, I think you have to re-emphasize how you emphasize things, right? Because clearly that emphasis didn't work. But we talked about this earlier in the week. Like, I don't know how much physically you can do to actually change that. Like, these guys know how to tackle. Willie Gay knows how to tackle. Lonte Taylor knows how to tackle. These guys, they've done it before. It's not like they've suddenly lost the ability to do that. It's about technique. It's about, you know, I think there's been a little bit of hero ball going on the last 2 weeks. Everyone's trying to make a play, and they're not doing the simple things right. Like, just the fact of, like, hey, the first guy wraps him up. The second guy is the one that punches it out. Not everyone running in trying to punch the ball. ball out, and as Chris Godwin just bounces off a couple defenders and goes 55 yards for a back-breaking touchdown in that game. Like that's the type of thing that can't happen. So, you know, I mean, a short week, maybe that helps. Maybe that's kind of like you get those, you have those kind of come-to-Jesus meetings, and everyone comes out and gets another chance to do it the right way.
Looking at our LCMC health update, Jeff. LCMC Health, 8 hospitals, 1 promise of keeping you well. And we know that injury list for the Saints, quite extensive.
It's 18 players on it.
Out for this game, though. Cesar Ruiz, Rashid Shaheed, who was just also put on injured reserve, Pete Werner, and Chris Olave. So right there with that, Jeff, obviously your top 2 wideouts out for this matchup. Also doubtful. It was surprising to see this one with Derek Carr. I don't think there's any way he ends up, you know, trying to even suit up for this game.
No, I think it's kind of just like, hey, if you know, the unthinkable happened. But, you know, I don't think he'll be active. I think he'll be inactive. But I don't know. Quarterbacks are weird. Taysom Hill's also doubtful.
That one hurts for sure. I was hoping he'd be able to come back. But that rib injury, we know it's fractures.
Yeah.
So it didn't seem likely.
No, and I don't expect him to play. I think it was more like, you know, I don't know how much of this is. But, like, I think to a certain extent, you want them to have to account for him on a short week.
So, sure, right.
You know, maybe there's some gamesmanship going
on. And Peyton knows exactly what Taysom can do. So
now I don't know if the Broncos bought it. Like, why would they? If I didn't buy it, why would they buy it? But either way, you know, Shaheed's injury is frustrating because that's going to be, you know, obviously he's on injured reserve, so he's going to be out at least 4 weeks, possibly more. And Dennis Allen told us on Friday that he was going out to California to get kind of his options assessed. Probably going to need surgery. It's a meniscus issue. I think the question is whether you need to do like a full meniscus repair or a less intensive version of that. Either way, he's going to need surgery most likely. And so, you know, that's frustrating because he's been, you know, we talk about, oh, you don't have Taysom Hill. He's such a dynamic part of your offense. Rashid Shaheed has been another dynamic part of your offense in the sense of, hey, he's the guy who can go over the top. He's the guy who can make the defense have to you know, play deeper.
Right. Because, and obviously it impacts 2 special teams.
And and he had the punt return last week, so it hits you in multiple phases. Like that's a disappointing thing to see. And not even like beyond this week, like they're gonna have to figure that out next week, the week after that. You know, they signed Jermaine Jackson from the practice squad. I think he might be your punt return guy.
Yeah,
you
makes
know,
sense.
Oh, we talked to Darren Rizzi, and he said that they're planning to do kick return kind of by committee. And we've seen, you know, they've had a lot of people kind of working in there. That's the one I'm less concerned about. Punt return, you know, it could be Mason Tipton, it could be Cedric Wilson, but you know, I think struggled a little bit in this opportunities in the preseason.
A little bit, right?
Put the ball on the ground in the preseason finale. I haven't really seen Mason Tipton get a lot of punt return work, but that's why Jermaine was here primarily, because he's kind of that in that Deontay Hardy build of, you know, just this kind of, you know, scrunched up human who can make some guys miss in space. And that's what he did at Idaho really well. So they like him in that regard. He got hurt in the preseason, so they waived him, and then they brought him back a couple weeks ago. So hopefully he can be consistent, because that's what I worry about. You worry about, like, not just, hey, you're losing that dynamic return guy, but do you start seeing mistakes? Do you start seeing those punts? And obviously Rashid had a pretty bad mistake too, so it's not like he's infallible.
Perfect, right,
there.
Yeah.
I think Darren Rizzi said, hey, you know, Devin Hester put the ball on the ground a lot too, but we don't talk about those. We talk about the returns.
Exactly.
Every good returner has a few mistakes. But so hopefully Jermaine can be consistent there. You know, hopefully you don't start losing yardage because you're making the wrong decision on whether to field something, let it roll. Hopefully you don't put the ball on the ground, and maybe he can be a plus for you in certain situations, but that's definitely a blow.
Also questionable for tonight's game, Lucas Patrick, the center/guard. And then popping up on the injury report late, Jeff, was defensive tackle Colin Saunders dealing with a back issue. He's also questionable for this matchup.
Yeah, that's not never something I like to see, someone going on the injury report on a Friday. So we'll have to see. I'm curious about Lucas because he, you know, he was limited 2 days in practice. He was questionable going into last week's game. He didn't play, dealing with a chest issue that he suffered during that game against the Chiefs. So if you can get him out there, you at least have 3 of your starting offensive linemen that you went into the season with. You're definitely going to have your backup center in one way or another. I would expect it's Connor McGovern either way. And then right guard, I would think Landon Young. But, you know, this is a Broncos team that likes to pressure.
Yeah,
it likes to bring pressure.
Sure, right.
And a lot of times they like to blitz. They're actually they have the highest blitz rate in the NFL. I think it's 41.8%. So Vance Joseph is going to bring the heat. And so it's going to stress your protection. It's going to stress rookie quarterback Spencer Rattler, who didn't handle the blitz particularly well last week. So hopefully you're going to have to hope you have a plan for it, because it's going to happen.
Looking at, you mentioned some of the roster moves there. Jermaine Jackson gets elevated to the active roster. Also, you had Rashid Shaheed going to injured reserve. The team also elevated safety Jonathan Abram and wide receiver Equanimeous St. Brown to the active roster from the practice squad. Definitely figured we see EQ on this, dealing with all these injuries at wide receiver. It's just pretty ridiculous now. You look at the top options for Spencer Rattler, and I guess you got to look at the positive side of it and go, hey, these are the guys he was working with in training camp.
Yeah, that's the silver lining,
right?
Is your backup quarterback worked with all the backup receivers a lot. That's not what you were hoping to have to talk about positively. But, yeah, no, I have high expectations for Bub Means in this game. I think he's a guy that Spencer has a lot of trust in. And when you have trust in a guy, you're going to give him opportunities. So, you know, he's going to get chances today. Someone's got to go out there and make plays, and I think he's going to be the guy who gets a lot of the opportunities. Now, Equanimeous St. Brown, the last time we saw him, he was catching a really nice touchdown pass from Spencer Rattler in the preseason finale. So
let's duplicate it.
There's clearly some level of, hey, you know, there's comfort thrown to these guys. Can they get open? Right? You don't have Pat Surtain out there. He's missing the game for the Broncos, so that's a bonus for the Saints. They don't have to go against who arguably the best cornerback in the NFL. So, hey, you know, you're going to have to get something done. I don't think you got to score a ton of points to win this game, but you got to sustain some offense. You got to keep your defense off the field.
Yeah.
And you got to put up a number. I don't know what number that number has to be, but you got to put up a number.
It feels like a 21 to 23 points is kind of safe in this, but you don't know. It's Sean, obviously, back in town.
Yeah, I mean, this could end up being a field goal game, which is kind of fascinating because it's going to end up being like a replay of the kicking competition of the last two preseasons ago with Blake Griffin going against Will Lutz. It'll be kind of funny if it comes down to one guy goes 4 for 5, the other one goes 5 for 5, and it's a 15 to 12 game. I don't think that's outside of their own possibility. Now, that would be pretty ugly game to watch if that's the case, but that kicking matchup is going to be kind of fascinating.
Jeff, unfortunately, Cullen has sent me this news from Adam Schefter. Update: doctors wound up repairing the meniscus in Saints wide receiver Rashid Shaheed's knee today and now faces 4 to 6 month recovery time per source. Shaheed was placed on IR and his season is over.
Yeah, that's what you were worried about. Yeah, this is kind of a snake bit feeling for the Saints at this point. Like, you already had significant injury problems before this. This is on top of the heap. It's a bummer. And, you know, you don't have Olave this week. You hope he only misses one game, so you at least have that kind of wide receiver core.
Yeah.
You hope Bub Means can go out there and get something done, because you're going to have to rely on
him. Yeah, pretty wild to think about all the injuries this team's obviously sustained so far this season. We started out so much hope and promise with those first two games.
I still have hope, Steve.
You still have hope?
Don't talk about me like I don't have hope.
I'm glad you still have it, because to me, obviously, there's all the injuries that they've been dealing with from the offensive line. There's obviously some issues with the defense as well. And you just compound this now with some weapons on offense when you're trying to put up these points. It's making things so much more difficult for a rookie quarterback, much less Derek Carr when he gets back.
Here's the thing. We can sit here. We can be all, woe is me, this injuries. You can't possibly, you know, overcome all of these problems. Go win a game. Go win a football game. And then we can talk about everything else. There's no reason you can't go out there and win this game. Right? I think the Saints are still the better team than the Broncos in this matchup. I do. I genuinely believe that. You just got to go score points. And your defense has to go out there and play the way that you know they're capable of playing. And if you can win this game, get back to 3-4, you get a 10-day window, maybe swing a trade. A guy like Mike Williams makes a lot of sense to me.
Right.
If the Saints wanted to go out there and you wouldn't have to spend a lot to go get him, you would have 10 days to kind of get that situation sorted out and go from there. But it all comes down to, hey, go win a game. Because if you don't win this game, nothing much matters anyway, because the season's going to start to spiral at 2-5. You got to get to 3-4. I don't care how you do it.
Right.
Show some pride. Go make some tackles. You know, play clean football. The last 3 weeks, you know, we can talk about Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed being out. Each of the last 3 weeks, you have seen a procedural penalty by one of the two of those guys in critical moments, right? Against the Falcons, it was the go-ahead touchdown drive that the Saints overcame 1st-and-20 on. Against the Chiefs, it was a 3rd-and-8 in the third quarter that you completed a pass to Mason Tipton for a first down. It got called back. You ended up punting on that drive. It was a critical drive in the third quarter. You get points, different ball game. You punt, Chiefs take it over, right? Against the Bucks, 3rd-and-7, third quarter. It's Rashid Shaheed this time, and it's on Spencer Rattler too. He's got to understand like the timing of that motion, but you call for an illegal procedure, wipes out a first down conversion to Juwan Johnson, and instead you end up punting. The Bucks take over and start taking control of that game. So play clean football, right? Like, the injuries are not preventing you from playing clean football. You got to go out there and do it.
Obviously, the problem, though, with that, too, is you have a lot of young, inexperienced guys coming in to take and fill these roles.
That is true.